Yo, what's up? This your boy $2 Fabo. Oh, D4L Fabo, and you rocking with my big homie Kodak.
I'm starting to see spaceships with Kodak.
Yeah, what up? This is the big homie's house. This is the quarantine edition, the social distancing. So we can't have as many motherfuckers in here as we want to. But shit, we here at a safe distance, and you know we got that motherfucker. We keep it on them. We stay strapped. Everybody hit that hoe before we started, and we hit the bottle before we started. So it is lit. I'm on my third cup. They is behind. So ladies, how y'all doing?
Good.
I'm going to introduce the panel. We got big homie Bree.
What's up? Bree Renee, straight from the A. You already know what it is.
You feel me? And we got big homie Lisa.
It's your girl, Kayana Lisa, straight out of Atlanta. What's up with it?
You from Atlanta?
I'm not from here, but I'm repping Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been here down there all my life.
So okay. I've been hip.
I'm from Little Rock.
Though. Yeah, I've been hip to Kayana Lisa since, damn, it's been a while.
Okay.
I think from the first time y'all came to the station, maybe last year.
Okay.
And they mentioned you when you came, when they brought D-Raw and Carl came to Clark Atlanta. And, you know, we did the event at Clark Atlanta, which was unfortunately the last event they had at Clark Atlanta this year.
Mm.
They shut the shit down.
Damn.
But, damn, Kayana shut that motherfucker down.
Damn. Damn.
The shit is shut down right now. So, Lisa. We're going to get into your project. You just dropped a brand new project.
Yes.
I want to say
here,
20th.
Out now. On the 20th.
On the 20th, it's available on all streaming platforms.
Yep.
So we definitely going to get into that later because I got a lot of questions about that. You got a lot of good music. I got to say it three times.
Let the people know.
Very, very talented artist. So we have to dedicate the kitchen segment to her. But we're going to kick it off on the porch. So right now.
Are we on the porch?
We got to go through different stages of the house. So we're going to kick it off on the porch. So right now. We're going to talk about what's popping in social culture and pop culture right now. Corona.
Coronavirus.
The coronavirus is still dominating the headlines for 3 weeks in a row in the big homie's house. It's getting bad, people. I don't know. Y'all need
shit done got worse.
Shit is getting real.
We thought shit was bad, but shit done got worse.
Shit done got worse.
Period.
No, for real. And it's like so much out there. I don't know what to believe. Is it deadly? Is it not? Is it going to hurt you? Is it not? All these people, Kevin Durant, all these celebrities are saying that they had it. They didn't have symptoms. So, like, I don't know what to believe.
And what's crazy, I know we saw last week that Idris Elba had it. But now they're saying that his wife has it. And my thing was, I wasn't surprised at that because when Idris Elba said he had it, she was like right here on him.
Yeah.
So I was like, damn. She probably got that motherfucker, too.
Yeah.
She got that motherfucker, too.
They tugging each other down and shit.
So, I mean, but, like, and people calling her, like, oh, you so stupid. You staying with it. You with this man while he's sick. I think that's the sign of a down-ass motherfucker.
I mean, wait, aren't they married?
They married. They together.
Because that's part of the vows, through sickness and through health.
Through sickness and health.
So
would y'all catch the corona with your bae?
With my husband, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Now, if you just...
They don't know, but we know. Kayana, you cuffed the fuck up. Look at that motherfucking rock.
If baby catch it, I'm nursing him to health. And if I catch it, we nursing each other to health.
Yeah.
That's how we go.
So I
really don't understand the hype around. That's not his girlfriend. That's not somebody he just started dating.
Yeah.
Y'all thought she was just supposed to get the fuck on because he got the coronavirus?
That's for life.
That is
dead ass about. Like,
now,
through sickness and in health.
Right. I'm single, so I don't want to catch the cooties, a cold, or none of that from none of these niggas. A nigga give me a cold, I'm out of there.
We not catching shit,
catching
boy.
Shit,
We not even catching feelings.
Pew. Like, no, for real.
Yeah. Yeah. But that situation is different.
That's, yeah, for sure.
Nah.
Yeah, so I mean, I saw people on social media because, oh, she's crazy. She was with him. How could she do that to herself? I mean, that's your husband. Like, so I mean, like, I think if they both relatively healthy, they both gonna probably bounce. Odds are they gonna bounce back from it. You know,
yeah.
we wishing them the best, definitely.
Definitely.
But oh, excuse me, that is the drink.
That drink on him.
Mm-hmm.
The homie punch. But but shout out to everybody who has it because it's affecting everything that's going on right now.
And I just want to say, I want y'all to take this shit serious. Because when you, in the beginning, I was somebody that was joking. I was laughing at the memes and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But then it hit home, and my uncle got it.
Mm.
My uncle's in ICU fighting COVID-19. So we could say, oh, these celebrities saying they got it, is it real? No, you hearing from somebody who got it. He's no underlying health conditions.
Wow.
And they're saying, like, crazy shit, like, you feel me? So it's just like, y'all, take this shit serious.
And I think that is a big part of what's going on, like, with this. Because I think what really started, and I think that's the danger about, like, when memes turn to reality. Because when yes. shit started, yes. niggas said, oh, black people can't catch it. Black people cool.
I'm,
you know,
I'm
if you
laughing.
Black,
I'm like, yeah. shit, we like, black.
We good.
You feel me?
Yeah, we think we thinking niggas is immune. But at the same time, you know, somebody in your family got it. We see Kevin Durant got it. Niggas in the NBA, like, a bunch of black people have gotten it. So I think, like, as just people that are active in social media, we got to be careful about the information we're putting out. Because whether it be a joke or not, you know, somebody taking it serious, somebody going to think that shit is real. Because I know I had a family member that sent me some shit like, oh, well, somebody that I know said, somebody that work at the Pentagon said that we about to be on martial law for the next four weeks. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, shit is not real. Like, this is a meme. Like, this is like some chain mail.
Yeah. yeah.
But people think that shit is real.
People take the information on the internet and run with it. Especially kids.
Yeah. And it's power in the tongue. Like, we joke, we laugh, we play, but it's so much power in what we say. So let's just be mindful
you
of
know,
that anyway.
Yeah, it's like, I'm a Libra. So I'm all about the balance. And I can look at shit from a lot of different points.
Perspective.
Yes, a lot of different points. So I get it's therapeutic because at the end of the day, we could, like, try to hide it with laughter. But this shit's scary for real, y'all. Like, no cap.
And also,
it's therapeutic to kind of laugh it off with a meme. But at the same time, like you say, it's power in the tongue. And these kids looking.
I think like, from that point, like, black people been doing that for years. Yeah. Like, since before we was born.
Yeah.
Like, niggas have been making trauma into comedy for years.
Yeah. Like, that's our coping method.
Damn, you just said some shit.
Like, niggas have been making trauma into comedy for real. Like, you look at, niggas will laugh at anything. Like, we make slavery jokes, we make rape jokes, we make childhood trauma jokes, we'll make jokes out of anything.
Our mama beating our ass.
Exactly. Like, and
that's really not that, cool.
That shit is like, but we'll find, that's our coping mechanism.
Yeah.
So, like, even with this.
That's why I said therapeutic.
It is. Like, our way of coping with that shit is comedy. That's one of the many ways we'll cope with that shit. But at the same time, we got to remember, like, this shit is serious. Like, and I see, like, even, like, we in Atlanta right now, we know people are still, like, having parties, still throwing it, going to strip clubs and shit. I mean, like,
passing them hookers around.
Y'all know they
around.
Shut P-Mun part down because they tried to turn the fuck up.
I heard this weekend they was trying to turn the fuck up.
They was out there turned up
at P-Mun. And I get it because, like, Friday, the weather was great.
It was nice. It was beautiful.
It was great. So the furthest I went was to the gas station because gas was $189. Yep.
Gas $189.
Yep. Gas was $189.
$182 by me, baby.
$182.
It's dropping. But then that gas shit lets you know how much inflation they be putting on our shit for no fucking reason. Yep. If you could go from $3 to $182
in a matter of two weeks,
y'all
got it.
Yeah, y'all just be really taxing us for no reason.
Y'all got it to make it this price.
And also with that, like with the government bailouts, the corporate bailouts, I saw somebody had found. They said we're taking the homeless out of the streets, and we found homes from them. What was these homes a month ago? What was these homes 2 months ago? What was these homes 2019, 2018? So y'all just found these motherfuckers like when it was an epidemic?
Right.
So it's like we're seeing a lot of shit about society now.
Just that, like, I ain't mean to cut you off, but just like some jobs offering being able to work from home.
I could have did this shit from home 2 weeks ago.
All these years I've been at your corporation.
Lisa.
Wasting this goddamn gas.
Lisa. You
being
said something.
To my family.
You said
not
something.
Not paying to eat out every fucking day.
Right. You said you know something. Right. Wasting gas.
All of a sudden during the pandemic, but that's what they want. The gas to be high. You got to go to work. But I could have been working from home.
Right. Supply and demand. So
all them damn meetings could have been emails.
FaceTime, baby.
Right.
Look, that is, I think, like, everybody here in the industry. So I think that is the biggest pet peeve. Do not try to set no fucking meeting for the shit we can talk about on the phone.
Because
if we got a meeting, that means I got to shower, I got to get dressed, I got to find clothes, I got to travel to that motherfucker, I got to come home. It's like, for some
3 hours for nothing.
It's FaceTime.
I gotta block off the time. I gotta block off time of my day for this shit. We have group FaceTime now, my nigga.
You can look at each other through FaceTime. I'm with that because I feel like some conversations do need to be said in person, but we got FaceTime. So let's
No. When it get that serious to the point where we gotta be like right here with each other, cool, let's do that. But if some shit that we can settle with a 5-minute FaceTime call, nigga, let's do it.
I'm with
it.
So,
but going from shifting the energy, right, because I'm all about perspectives as well, with COVID and Corona, it has taught me, like, let's shift our energy from complaining about all the issues and being grateful. So I'm grateful I know it's horrible that so many people are affected by it and losing their lives, and even your uncle, like, we're going to pray for them, mm-hmm. but being grateful that this time has been brought into our universe so that we can shift in our, like, our whole world is going to be different now. Like you said, jobs are going to be offered from home now. Mm-hmm. It's like, so we have to find, like, the silver line. We've given the earth time to regroup from all the pollution that we put into mm-hmm. it. So it's like we have to operate from a sense of gratitude, because from that, more blessings will come from us from the universe. Yeah.
And I definitely think things are going to open up from now, because I don't know if y'all was on social media this weekend and seen the DJ D-Nice.
I did.
Yes.
When I say I have never seen no shit like that before in my life.
Crazy. I come in the next
how
to
long,
Oprah.
How
nigga.
Long was he?
Oprah.
How long was
oh, that, that's...
Nine
I'm glad
hours.
You said that. Yeah. I'm glad nine you said that shit. Because I got off... It was Saturday night, so I got off like around 9. I was looking at it for like an hour while I was playing 2K. So I got off, and it sounded like he was about to slow down and like and end it. So I look back on Twitter and social media, niggas are still commenting on it, like at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker's still going?
Still spinning.
Some of these local niggas can't DJ 2 hours.
That's crazy.
Man, what?
Like, you be in the clubs, you see this shit, this nigga's going 9 hours?
Or it be three different DJs, they all be done play the same things.
Oh, my God. You gonna hear the box 3 times in 45
yeah,
minutes.
Right. Yeah, right. This man DJ for 9 hours and didn't play nothing the same.
That's crazy.
He went from goddamn...
Oprah.
Put the love on block down.
Barack, Michelle Obama, all of them was in there.
Nigga, yeah, Bernie Sanders in there.
Yes. He's, at
the
this
NBA.
Point, he's America's DJ. He's earned that title.
Yes. The world.
The world, yeah. Like,
as a matter of fact, the owner of Facebook, who also owns Instagram, was in that motherfucker.
Yeah,
Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg. So
was.
When you talk about niggas who have increased their bag by tenfold,
he went from 200
he made 3,000 an hour.
No, he's at 1.2. Yesterday he was at 1.2. Okay. He's probably grown more because he DJed again yesterday, too. When I was on air yesterday, he was at 1.2. When he started, he was at 200,000 followers.
So no, he was at 200. He was at 200 viewers. 200 200 viewers on IG live.
No,
I'm talking about 1,000 followers.
On IG?
Yes.
Oh, he had 1,000,000.
And now he's at 1.2. Well, we're going to see what it is right now. But
oh,
yesterday it was 1.2.
I thought you were talking about the people that was like locked
no,
in.
He started out with 200 viewers. And then in a matter of 5 days, he reached...
Now he had 1.4. Yesterday, it was
1.4. I know. When I first clocked in Saturday evening, he was at 800,000. So for him to be at 1.4 on Monday, wow.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The power of positivity. Because
mm-hmm.
that's all he
was
trying to
do.
Yeah.
He out here working. Sheesh.
But this is a time, like I said, also operating from a sense of gratitude. This is a time for creatives to be out here really creating, mm-hmm. doing things differently, thinking outside the box, learning to use your resources to the fullest of their potential. We think that we need so much more shit. I gotta go buy this. I gotta get this. Use what you have right now mm-hmm. to your fullest extent mm-hmm. and see how it can maximize. He used his same DJ equipment. He had to put on no flyer. He had to get no marketing scheme. He had to do none of that shit. He just did what he had to do right there. And look, everybody came.
That
here.
Is that like and that like for the people dope. For the people that's been following me long enough on social media, like because I got DJ equipment and shit too, so that's the same setup I be using.
That's what I'm saying.
Like that's like the same shit from like the CDJs or the controller deck to the goddamn speaker. I normally use the bigger speaker. He had like the little shit like that, little small speakers. So it's like.
Ain't
no excuse. Mm-hmm. Like niggas be waiting. I'm gonna wait till I get this. I'm gonna wait till I get that. Sometimes that moment never come.
Ever and you done been in the city wasted.
You sitting wasted next away. Thing you sit you waiting a day. You waiting another day. Next thing you know, it's a week. It's a month. Next thing you know, shit, it's been years. Yeah. And you still waiting to make that one move.
Yep.
Mind you, somebody else was waiting at the same time. They started. They shot. They shot.
They
took them L's. They took them lumps. Mm-hmm. Y'all supposed to start at the same time. Now they up there.
Mm-hmm.
Now they Drake. Like, now they Kanye.
You lucky still sitting.
Shit. Yep. You know? So that's how I feel about it. But, you know, there's a lot of shit going on with the corona. I feel like right now, and I really wanted to save this till later when we talked about your music, because I know you got a song with this fella that I'm getting this next talking point from. Duke Deuce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He made a real angry post on Twitter the other day, and I agree with him 100% because I feel like Duke Deuce is.
You familiar with Duke Deuce?
I don't know what
Crunk
ain't dead.
You don't know what Duke Deuce is? Crunk ain't dead.
Okay,
Crunk ain't
from Memphis. Okay.
Yeah,
QC signed.
Yeah, he signed to QC Memphis. He danced his ass off. Mm-hmm. I was dancing. She from Memphis too. Shout out to shout out to the Big M. So and I was dancing to his shit earlier because I think. Like he has so much energy. Like it's different when you can feel the energy in a song.
Mm-hmm.
So when I heard the first song I heard from Duke Deuce was Yeah. Yeah, I rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I okay, steal. Yeah, I get them pills in the California hills.
Yeah.
So, nigga, this has a bunch of energy in all his songs. And from Yeah to Crunk A Dead remix. So it's like, I feel for him when he said this, but he was like, this is supposed to be my year. The coronavirus fucked this shit up. And I feel for
when
him.
When he said that shit, do you not know I said it out loud?
And look, I'm glad. That's why I mentioned
like,
it.
I said it
that's
out
why,
loud.
That's why I mentioned it, because I feel like even for you, for myself, Bree Renee blowing up at the same time, it's like, niggas is doing all this hard work right now, and we can't profit off none
nothing.
Of it. We can't benefit off none of it. Like, so all we can just, do right now is just release shit.
Just all you can do in. Is just create. I feel you. Like, it's like, damn, because my birthday in a week. Mm. So I felt like, damn, this shit done fucked up. It's a big birthday, too. So it done fucked up a big birthday. I'm supposed to go out of town. So I had this fly-ass
party. Is it like a birthday that ended in zero?
Yeah. It's one of them. So it's like
90s baby.
Yeah,
I feel
we might as go. Yeah. But and I was saying I was in my feelings for like 2 days. But it's like fuck that shit. This shit can't ruin my whole fucking year. I don't give a fuck if we can't leave the house till August. I'm gonna create. I'm gonna find real hustlers. Don't let nothing stop them. They pivot. Okay, it's a mountain in the market. I'ma pivot around that shit. Like we gotta just if we real hustlers, we real creative. We gonna find a way. Don't let that shit kill your spirit.
I mean, it's not about killing the spirit, but it's like damn, like because it's a lot of shit that's just not gonna happen.
Let me chime in as an artist.
As an artist,
okay.
As an artist,
performing is a big aspect of our money.
Right.
Period.
Right.
So we can create all day long. Mm-hmm. We can create and release music all day long for social media, and everybody at home may take in their music. But performing is a big aspect of our money.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, being in the public eye.
Yeah. Being
like,
seen.
You feel me? What I'm like? That's a part of it. And when you are an up and coming artist, I need to be getting seen.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be moving around. I need to be outside. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
I can't be outside.
Outside, outside.
Now,
outside.
I have to be
outside.
So when you say, okay, create, I'm sitting on music. I just released the tape, though.
Yeah.
So I want to be outside pushing this tape.
Mm-hmm.
So at the same time, I can totally see where you're coming from because that's my mindset. Like, bitch, when you come out this shit, you need to have 2-3 more mixtapes. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But at the same time, I'm human. I have feelings. I have emotions. And I have to look at this shit for what it is. Your bag is stopped.
Yeah.
Period.
And we was talking about that with Rob before you got here. It's like, cause I was telling him myself, like as a person that's not even just in the industry that can kind of finesse some shit behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Like most of my shit was surrounded around the college campus, and that shit is over with. That shit is dead. Like that shit is gonna be dead till maybe August,
that's
if. Like, this shit is resolved by then.
Yeah, by June.
I know, like, you know, I was looking forward to going back to the BET Awards and shit. I don't even know if that shit gonna happen.
You know, I was looking forward to just working myself up to be able to perform at Birthday Bash. Like, I wanted to be on the main stage. Like, I wanted to be out working so motherfuckers know who Kayana Lisa is. That's kind of been halted. You feel what I'm saying? Birthday Bash probably ain't even gonna go on.
We don't know the extent of a lot of this shit. But I just know, because I was talking to one of my homegirls that she doing some shit with Apple. And they had the same shit. They had some shit going on in L.A. the same weekend as BET was. I was just talking to her yesterday. And she said they've already canceled that shit.
That's crazy. On their end.
So I already know, it's like, damn, so all the shit that I wanted to do that I was going to be able to benefit from all this, like, my shit just went viral. My shit just went to the shade room.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like, I can't even be outside to, like, reap the rewards of my work.
Yep.
Like, because I feel like at the same time, like you, an artist, I'm a media personality.
Creative.
I'm a content creator.
Yeah.
So I need, like, the shit, I don't just put an interview out there, like, an hour and 30 minutes of an interview. I'm going to sit back and watch my shit. I'm going to take 30, 45 seconds, 2 minutes of a clip, but put that shit on social media because I recognize that's the formula that works.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I look at shit like The Breakfast Club, like, I look at what The Breakfast Club do, they're not going to put the whole interview out there. They're going to put those little small clips out there, let that shit work, do what it do. But at the same time, I did that shit and it worked, but where am I going to go?
Mm-hmm.
Where am I going to go? Mm-hmm. Like, the flights is cheap as fuck right now. I look every week, like, damn, what if I just want to go out to L.A.? What if I want to go out to L.A. for a weekend? As a matter of fact, like, I'm a big-ass kid, so I like to go to Orlando to go to Universal and shit. I love going to Universal Orlando. I was like, I seen the flights yesterday. Shit was like $45. Where the fuck I'ma go?
Yeah.
That shit is closed. Everything is closed. So I mean, like, just you as an artist, I felt his frustration when he said that shit. Because I was like, damn.
I did too. I said that when I seen it, because I follow him as well. So when I seen it, I said it out loud, like, to my husband, like, this my year. Like, why did Corona have to come in my year?
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, damn, like, I felt that shit.
And I was thinking about that shit as well. Like, when I seen it, I was like, so that means it's not just going to be my year, because I know God didn't do this shit to me for it to just happen this year.
You got to tap into that. But yeah,
we're talking about our thinking and the bigger message.
Picture.
The bigger picture.
I feel like what we want to do, it's like a pity moment. I have my moment and then I snap out of it.
Right, right, right. That's what I'm saying.
It's
levels to the...
Like, I let my emotions... I give them about 5 minutes.
You address them and then it's time to get
going.
I'm glad you said that shit, because a lot of people, when we talk about emotions, and I'm really glad you said it. When we talk about emotions, people think about, and I saw this shit on Twitter a few months ago. Somebody was like, if I can get rid of any emotion, I want to get rid of sadness and anger. I wouldn't want to get rid of any of my emotions.
No, because
I feel like I remember that Disney movie, that Pixar movie. I forgot, but it was with all the emotions and shit.
Emoji?
No,
that one.
Inside Out. She's like 19. Inside Out. It was a Pixar movie that had it featured all the emotions as like little characters and shit. Yeah, anger, happiness, sadness, envy, all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, what the big message was, you need all your emotions. You can't just get rid of the good ones. Like, you can't just exist on happiness and joy and all that shit. I want to feel my sad moments, because that's when I reflect on what I need to do better. I want to, and I realize I want to.
You just said something. I could give a perfect example.
Give me your example. Give me your example.
I would say when the whole frenzy with my label.
Mm.
I'm not going to get too deep into it.
No, we're not going to, because this is about you.
When the whole frenzy with my label went on, I got a lot of backlash and a lot of hate. And with me being the person that I am, I look at the comments. I want the criticism. Like, I want to know what you're saying. Yes, I want to know what you're saying, because I'm a perfected. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, a lot of stuff that they were saying, it was like, fuck.
Because like, you're reading all that shit, you're taking it in.
It's me. You feel me? So I was like,
it's your artistry.
You feel me? Not only that, my artistry, my image, everything.
Right, right, right.
So every flaw that they pointed
out, they just put the magnifying glass on my ass.
So yeah. I was like, but it wasn't a magnifying where I get with my supporters, because they do it in a better way.
Yeah, right, they care about your feelings.
They care about it. Like, so, but them motherfuckers didn't give a fuck.
You were just the target at that moment.
And that's all it was, and I get that. But it also did something for me, because I got in my feelings. I got in my emotions a little bit, but it also said, okay.
Put some fire up
that
ass.
I got some for that ass.
Yeah.
And to put that in perspective, I think, like, we can look at that in sports. Like, if a nigga, like, let's look at LeBron. Mm-hmm. Like, when LeBron gets dogged out in the media, when he has a bad play, you can see that fire rising in him.
Man, what?
You can see that
it's
fire.
So, why would you want to get away from it? Get away from
just like those emotions. Sadness and love. I think it's a whole meme about when girls go through a breakup, 2 hours later, they got a college degree, an MBA. You know what I'm saying? They got all this shit. It's because we use that as nothing motivate a woman like having her heart broken.
Nothing.
Like, I'm going to get fine. I'm going to get fit. Yes. I'm going to grow my hair out. I'm going to get bad. I'm going to bestack my dough. Like, everything. So it's like you said, you need that negativity to fuel you if you use it right. If you don't sit in it.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. That's the thing. You can't sit in it.
Yeah.
You can't, like, I gotta ride through all this shit.
Yeah.
So like if I'm fucked up, some days you're just gonna be fucked up.
Yeah.
And I don't think it need to be a super long time. But it's like,
you could take a day, you could take 2 days.
You got a pity moment, but then you have to bounce back. It's all about bouncing
back. Like, it's just about sitting in that shit. Like, you can't, like, think this is your reality.
Right.
Like, this sadness, this anger, this is not a permanent situation.
Yeah.
Like, I'm upset, I'm fucked up right now, but I'm about to get back and get on these niggas' ass. And I think, like, while we're talking about sadness, one thing that I know it probably leads from sadness is anger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know, like, with me, once I get angry, like, if I feel like I've been tried, or if I've been, like, especially in business, like, if I feel like a nigga tried me in business, I'm not going to, like, try to end, like, I'm not going to spend too much time on that situation, but I know, like, I'm about to dig into this work,
mm-hmm.
and I'm about to come back even fucking harder.
Mm-hmm. make you wish you gave me that yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I, and Cash has seen this shit, like, from the past situations I've been in business-wise, like, working from some of the companies I've worked with in the past, it's like, this shit didn't end good. But at the same time, this shit that I'm building now is way better than anything that I've done in the past. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful that I went through those situations, because if I had not gone through those situations, it wouldn't have made me the angry, hungry young nigga that I am now.
Right.
So we, I mean, I'm still angry about those situations, but it's not an anger that it that envelops me and kind of controls my life. It's just a, I'm about to show you fucking.
I feel like anger brings out like point prover. Like, that's what I said. When I get angry, I become a point prover.
Yeah.
So when you piss me off, whatever you piss me off about, I'm gonna prove a point. Like, right. I'm gonna prove my point. So yeah. You just bring out a fire in me that
I
for
need
instance,
it.
For instance, maybe my supporters was giving me nothing but love and wasn't giving me the truth. Mm-hmm. And then that fire came from the outside and that hate came and that shit was like, okay, so this what you need to work on. This what you need to step up on. Mm-hmm. This what you need to fix. You feel mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Then they ain't going to have shit to say.
Right.
What they going to have to say then?
Right.
So
I was about to say that a smart person going to look at, too, like, we're going to use the anger to fuel us, but a smart person going to look at, okay, God, what are you trying to show me from this first?
Yes.
Let me learn what I can learn from this now, mm-hmm. and then use that anger and that momentum to mm-hmm. be your fuel to go forward.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I feel that, man. I feel that. So, like, the message, the biggest takeaway from all this shit.
Experience your shit.
Experience all your emotions, man. Period. Don't try to shy away from any of them. Your sadness, your anger.
Feel it.
Embrace all that shit.
Yeah.
Embrace all that shit. So, let's get back. So, while we was talking about Instagram and everything, you know, we talking about everything today. Mm-hmm. So, Bootsy.
Lord, what he done did now.
Okay, Bootsy. So let me just put that out there. Bootsy was
put
your
lips on Instagram. $1,000.
He one of my favorite. Before the Instagram, Bootsy has always been.
I mean, well, you from the South. You from, and you're not from the conventional South. You from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah. So I grew up.
They be bumping that ratchet
music. Yeah. Little Rock, Arkansas. So you grew up bumping that ratchet shit.
Yeah, for real.
So Bootsy went on Instagram this weekend, and he it wasn't quite $1,000.
What it would it was like
he two. Gave he gave he shit it's $25.50.
No, it was originally $25
for them titties.
For them titties.
But she put that puss on them.
And he said, "Give her 50.
Give her 50.
Fuck it, give her 50.
Give her 50.
Who next?
What you talking about? Y'all got to step, y'all.
But women were really getting on her for giving. For putting the pussy lips and the titties on Instagram for $25 and $50.
That's
so
cheap as.
But I mean, like, I think in today's society, niggas is really like, society as a whole is really sex positive. So I mean, like, if she get her money, like, if that's her price, that's her price.
Isn't OnlyFans more expensive than that? Why she just didn't go?
But OnlyFans, you set your own price. You set your own price on OnlyFans.
Oh, okay.
And let me reiterate, because we've said this shit before. This is a whole friendly podcast. We love hoes.
Yeah,
we
heard
support.
You.
You heard?
I mean, I rock with the hoes too. I got some hoe friends.
We you love hoes. We love hoes.
Look, hoes too. But I'm gonna tell my hoe friends to get your money though. I don't like no broke hoes.
Yeah,
I don't do broke hoes.
I don't think
you could be a hoe, but get your bag, sis.
Broke hoes is kind of like, that's kind of sad to watch.
That's what I'm saying. $25 sound like a broke hoe.
Like, you went out bad. Period. Like, it's just what it is. You went out bad and be a pay hoe, like you said. Just be a pay hoe, and I would have been like, "Nigga, you want to see this pussy? Like, bitch, say five. Don't throw a number out.
Do I hear 1,000? Do I hear 15?
I'm finna been real this like nigga. You ain't just finna tell me what I'm. What you gonna give me to show me my what?
Right.
Or
come
I
on.
Get off your shit.
She would have
$50.
She would have made more in like the actual strip club.
You feel? I feel right. like she. I feel like there was a situation where she was pressed because
yes.
you could have sold some pussy for more than $50.
Man, what?
But she didn't have to get him none.
Look,
yeah, if you a short online to all these thousands of people, you'll fuck.
The
yeah.
big homie's house supports the mandated pussy price of $40. The mandated pussy price
wow.
of 40.
For a bad bitch?
Oh.
No.
50.
You talking... Wow.
What?
Wow.
Hell no.
So you talking about a bad bitch who got her shit, who got a good head on the shoulders, got her own shit going on.
She not going for $50.
Right. You're not finna pay me to fuck me. I'm gonna fuck you because I like you.
Right.
Period.
Look, I'd rather a bitch fuck me because she like me, because I don't. I'm not gonna pay you no.
But even if I like you, I still might ask you for some money. Baby, so.
But I mean, that's different. That's different.
Yeah.
I feel like that's different.
I feel like niggas be getting confused. Just because I like you don't mean I won't ask you for some money.
Give me no money.
No.
I still need some money, too.
Fucking ganged up.
Nah.
Look, listen.
But
no.
See, you put out that $40. So, like, what? Clear that up. Clear that up. What type of bitch?
That's $40. Like, I know that. Okay, here you go. But no. But, I mean, like, if we cool and, like, shit, you just need some shit, I'm going to try to look out for you as much as I can. Like, if you need $200, I might not be able to get you $200. I might be able to get you $100.
Okay.
But it's like...
I'm trying,
like, shit.
And I like you, so you trying. So, yeah. Okay, so you get a little cool point.
You get it forever.
But all that...
I'm not talking about
the Boosie and what she did. Let's not get too deep out.
Yeah, let's not... Yeah.
We talking about what she did. So, that she went so out
you,
bad.
So, like bad, yeah.
So basically, we don't think bitches need to be out here showing their pussy on Instagram for $20.
Just make her OnlyFans. Like, niggas gonna pay to see pussies. So if you advertise that you're showing your pussy and you got to pay $25 to join or whatever, then you can set your own price. Right. You're selling yourself nonsense.
Even if it's $25 a month on a subscription basis, like, I would respect that more than a flat rate of $25, $50.
Because you got $25 one time.
Right.
If you got a $25 subscription, you're getting $25 from multiple niggas.
Every month. Yeah. They're going to forget
niggas,
about
that
it.
That mean niggas liking you, so they want to come back and see you. Right. So they're going to keep paying. Right.
Hey, why are we on this topic? I think that shit is the ultimate scammy scam. Yes, because you don't have to have a goddamn a picture up there. Niggas is just buying that shit off a wish, a hope, and a prayer.
So I've never used OnlyFans. So when they, once they, so
let's
they
go to somebody's OnlyFans.
Yeah, let's
right
go
now
there. So when you,
yeah,
pay
I've
for,
never I'm been on it. I'm just,
I'm so going to my homegirl Candy.
Walk me through.
So you're subscribed to Candy.
So she got a page.
I've just watched that motherfucker. Okay.
So is it like an Instagram?
So you
page
can see it for free?
Nah. No, okay.
So you got a page, right? A profile. And it's no content up. You have to actually pay to see the content.
You have to pay to see the content.
Okay, so once I see the content, I get to see all the old stuff you posted. And then I get to see the new stuff that
so
you
we just going
to
open up the...
this is work.
Open it. We're going to open
but
it.
But it's kind of smart, especially for... I've seen a lot of strip... You know, I don't know if y'all know, my family owns a strip club here in Atlanta. One of the first...
I seen you talking about your
ex-wife.
Yeah,
one of the first black strip clubs in the city of Atlanta.
So her shit is $15 a month, but you can't really see shit until you... Not even a thumbnail, not even a trailer.
Not even a trailer.
You can't even. You
but
can't
you know why? Soon. You know why? Because they promote on
pussy
Instagram.
Near you.
So they'll show maybe a picture with their legs up with the emoji covering the
yeah,
pussy.
Yeah, they do be doing that.
And then say go subscribe to OnlyFans.
Or they
so a nigga know what to expect when he get there.
Let me see.
It's no need for me to have no previews.
Please
on
do not
OnlyFans
subscribe for my page.
I'm not.
Because you know what you here for.
Oh, it's different bundles on here. You can get three months for $33.
She's a professional. She quit her job for that shit.
You can get. But so I heard they be making a lot of money.
So y'all familiar with Suki Hanna? Mm-hmm.
I just seen
Suki
had
Hanna
one.
Suki Hanna made 20 bands in a couple days. Shout out to Suki
she
Hanna.
Had, yeah.
That's
she,
crazy.
Suki be get busting them off.
So I feel like that's smart.
Get
if you making 20 bands and ain't left your house, if you going to be a stripper, you going to show the pussy anyway.
And think about it. Like, ain't nobody only making money. Well, a lot of people. Some people, they're not only making their money off OnlyFans. That's a $20
right,
bonus
exactly
on
right
top of whatever they're already getting. So if you making... 30,000
a
year.
Hustle.
If
you make, some people make it a main hustle.
If you make 30,000 a year off what you're doing on a 9-to-5 basis or whatever your daytime shit is, and you getting a passive 20,000 a year, niggas love a passive 20,000.
Right.
Let's just clear up. Sis made 20,000 in a few days.
Period.
Let's just clear that up.
That mean a few days. That mean next few days it might be another 20, 30, 40.
So
way up.
I feel like it was a smart investment move for the strippers. Like I said, a real hustler's pivot in times like this. Strip clubs closed down, but what? Them OnlyFans open.
And what everybody doing at home on their phones? Niggas waiting to see some pussy.
Niggas is
horny.
Niggas
is horny.
Niggas is horny.
At home on the OnlyFans.
As a matter of fact, I don't know how to pronounce my homegirl name right now. She got one, Cesia, but shit, she be goddamn on her goddamn... She be on her shit. Look at this motherfucker. She be goddamn showing the ass. Look at that motherfucker.
Oh, see, they promote over
so
there.
They promote on their other social media. So when you get to the OnlyFans, there's no need for you to see no preview. You know what you're here for.
Yeah, yeah. You
there's no need. Nigga, subscribe. Pay.
Pay. Right. Subscribe to that shit. So shout out to the OnlyFans girls. Y'all about to eat this much, but I don't.
They look about to eat during this time.
Because niggas is at home and horny.
Right.
So I got a question for y'all.
Okay.
What do y'all think about it? We're going to slide into Big Homie's bedroom for this.
I might have an answer.
What do y'all think about the prospects of of the hoe life? Because I feel like being a hoe is more accepted as a man than it is as a woman.
It's more
accepted. Niggas is hoes. Niggas is hoes.
It's more socially accepted to be a hoe for a man, but low-key, hoes do be winning.
Think hoes winning?
Hoes be winning.
Hoes do be winning.
I can't even cap. Hoes be winning now. It's a preference. Like, it's a definitely to each your own thing, but the hoes who are proud hoes, them hoes be winning. Winning. A lot they of them do. Be winning.
Candy a proud hoe.
So she...
Candy a proud hoe. Look, she gonna probably repost this motherfucker. I mean, like, shit, we've had this conversation
the
before.
The proud ones do be winning. Like, I know one girl, she... I don't even know her personally, but just following through social media, the blogs and everything. Like, she was with Lil Baby and then Gunna wifed her.
Mm.
So it's like, wait a minute. I thought it used
she
to be...
She said Gunna wife
up? Yeah. Like, booed up. She stole Gunna from a whole nother girl.
Yeah.
So, and he, she had fucked the brother, the label mate, the homie. So, hoes be winning out here. Both of them niggas buying her all the shit she want, posting it. Look, I'm working hard, and niggas ain't buying me shit. Okay?
Yeah. Bree, you don't... I think you have to be willing to do certain shit.
Because I don't give up whole qualities.
That's
what I'm saying. Hoes be getting wiped up. Hoes be getting flued out.
You have to give out the whole quality.
You just made a point.
I ain't going for nothing though. I want, but that's because I want something for real.
You have a lot of quality features on you that can't be accessible to everybody because you have a lot of premium features that can't be accessed by the basic package.
Yeah.
Niggas got the basic package. Yeah. Niggas got the basic package and think they about to get all the premium Bree Renee.
Right.
Niggas
right.
Not even on the right level.
Man. And it's but when you put it like that, it might be because it's a basic. Package, a lot of niggas can subscribe to that basic package, so it looks like they win because they got quantity.
That's you. That's like you entertaining, following a nigga back, giving a nigga your number. That is basic shit.
Yeah, that's basic.
You might not text a nigga back. You might not engage with his posts, his Instagram shit or whatever. You might not even know the nigga real name. You might, because it's a lot of motherfuckers who I only know their social media name.
No facts.
You feel me?
Yeah.
That shit is real.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, that is the basic package shit. You're not getting everything of me. You're just getting what I put out there.
You're getting premium shit. So, you got to wait for that. I understand.
So, I mean, so we're all in agreement that being a hoe for being as a man is more accepted than being.
For sure.
It's more accepted, but hoes be winning.
Yeah.
It's more accepted because.
Look at Black China.
Exactly.
So, what is winning?
Winning is when you're.
Successful in life?
Successful at hoeing. You're eating.
So who's the most?
You're eating off of hoeing.
Who's the most successful hoe?
Your bills are paid.
Ooh, Black China.
Black China would have to be.
But Black China went out bad for me because I feel like she was supposed to marry Rob. Like once you got him,
sink your teeth into
that nigga. Like
I don't even want to classify her. She's not. I don't even want to classify her as hoe. But when we talk about Black China and just that whole. Aura of what's being put out and what the public perceives. I would say Ari is the new Black China.
I said that Ari is the new
and
Black
she,
China.
I feel like
we love Black China. We love Ari. This is a Ari.
I feel like Black China had her time and like you said, she should have married Rob. And locked that down, and she would have. That would have been the ultimate successful hoe.
The ultimate successful hoe. She fell short.
She got to the Super Bowl and fumbled.
Like
the Falcons did. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah. We appreciate y'all in this episode of the Big Homie. We're going to cut this motherfucker short.
Because then Falcons slandering.
Are you a Falcons
fan? We got all the way to the Super Bowl with Black China, but we didn't get the ring.
We didn't fucking get the ring. And that was supposed to be our year.
Niggas was winning, too.
First fucking half. That was, supposed to be our year.
Hey, I ain't gonna cap you down. I cried that night.
My husband did. No cap for like a week. He was depressed as fuck.
I deleted.
Like, that shit is real.
I deleted my Twitter. I deactivated my Facebook.
Damn, you was hurt.
Yeah.
I didn't just cry. I went to my mama bed and cried.
You was hurt.
Oh, that is
nah,
your mama
but
bed.
Like dead ass like this.
Nah, we lost.
Nah, I believe
you. But every female was rooting for Black China same way. So when she didn't get that ring from Rob, that's how we felt. Like, you let us down, sis. You was the only one ever to successfully get all them bitches that stole
infiltrate.
That nigga. Yeah, infiltrate the clan. The Kardashian clan.
Because all them bitches been on that.
Yeah,
like,
they was been stealing all her niggas. They had stole her baby daddy. And then you got their brother. You got bloodline. You got the only son Kardashian.
We was like this.
You got the only male Kardashian.
That's how we was.
I remember, and speaking of Super Bowl, I remember like when the Dallas Cowboys, I think it was like the Bills or somebody like that, nigga was high-stepping into the end zone and fumbled that motherfucker.
Right.
That's what Blake Turner did. That's exactly fumbled that motherfucker. Did.
So we rooting for Ari. We say all that to say Ari is on the path of like coming up real fast. Yeah, she got the look. She got the sex image, appeal. Bitch, she got everything.
Ari got that ass.
Ari, when you get to the Super Bowl, bring home that ring, bitch.
We root for you.
We rooting for you.
Ari gonna pop up at the birthday shower. I mean the baby shower. With some celebrity baby and shit like a. I can't try G Herbo two shows in a row.
So we said,
because I said Fabo made better music than G Herbo.
I think I would have to agree.
It's a preference thing, y'all. That's,
you listen to G Herbo?
I do not. Okay. I do not listen to Fabo, and I'm not going to cap like I do.
I don't listen to Fabo now, but Fabo had hit.
Anyway.
Listen. Fabo had hit. No, for real, because they fuck with G Herbo. Y'all got to know G Herbo has a strong fan base. You think people in Chicago fuck with Fabo?
Probably not.
No.
Exactly. But so Fabo it's a preference thing.
But Fabo had actual hits.
Do you not think that people think G Herbo have actual hits we don't even listen to him to know?
G Herbo had, Fabo had national hits. Everybody was listening to Scott.
Like, that was on the radio.
But G Herbo is, y'all cannot do that.
He got a fan base. He do
y'all
have a
cannot
fan
say
base,
this man is just not charting. This man not doing nothing. Y'all can't do that.
I feel like he coming up with one. He's cooking up one.
We don't listen to know. So if he does have a hit.
This is a whole friendly show. This is not a G Herbo friendly show.
I apologize
to everybody that likes G Herbo, that watches us. We're gonna slander G Herbo.
What did he do to you?
He didn't make good music.
Damn. Did I hurt your feelings?
I'm listening to Scotty on the way home.
I feel like none
of the artists that don't make good music to you.
No. I don't. Like, you gotta make good music. And I feel like, just speaking of good music, you know, of course.
What's up with it?
Yeah. K-On Lisa makes good music. And I can't wait to be talking about you because I got to gush over you.
Okay.
Is this genuine or is this...
No, this is...
You
this
really...
Is,
I like
this is not this is not industry cap.
Criticism, okay.
This is not industry cap.
Okay.
Because I told Rod, like, when was this shit? Like, yo, she can really fucking sing. But so, wait. We got to get to that segment. You're getting the whole kitchen segment.
Okay.
But shit. I was listening to...
who the fuck?
Sada Baby. Okay. Sada Baby has a song sampling You Dropped a Bomb on Me. That motherfucker goes hard. This shit called Slide. Y'all gotta listen to that motherfucker.
You know what the first thing that popped up in my head? Why the fuck I ain't think about that first?
I'm gonna plan shit when this shit over. He has a song about sliding on niggas, about killing niggas. You dropped the bomb on me.
I know it's hard.
That shit is hard.
I know it is.
So yeah, shout out. I mean, cause, and you know, mostly the shit we listen to is regional, unless it makes like the big charts. So we're gonna listen to like the big artists. We're gonna listen to NBA YoungBoy. We're gonna listen to Drake. We're gonna listen to anything out of New York. But like for a nigga from Detroit, cause it's not that when you think of Detroit, you think of Eminem.
It's a lot more artists.
Eminem is my Detroit
T.
artist.
T. Grizzly, that's what
I'm talking about. T. Grizzly.
Yeah, Cash Doll is hard, and I don't know why she's not bigger.
It was that label. Because
she's brown, baby.
I don't think it's brown. You know what I think it is?
She brown.
I think it's them beats. I think we need better beats. I think that's why G-Herbo music sucks. Them beats. I don't want to hear that shit.
Beats is like...
But y'all have to understand, that's their sound. That's their city sound. Like, Atlanta has... But the only thing, Atlanta can be universal. Every city can't be universal, y'all. So we got to look at it.
So y'all need to get y'all some Atlanta producers. Come down to the South. Hit up Zaytoven. Somebody and get you some better fucking beats.
And I hate to say this, because like, Sugar has some whack beats.
Sugar has some whack beats. I felt like, okay, when I heard that,
I know she can pick beats better. Because we know we listen,
but she in LA right now. That's not in touch. She from the South.
I've heard that shit before because I heard like even like with Atlanta artists that go out to LA.
It don't sound the same.
You can tell they moved out to LA.
Yeah, I was bi-coastal for 2 years. The past 2 years, I stopped because I said this shit is whack. These motherfuckers over here trying to catch up with what we got going on over here, and it's watered down. It's more our culture and everything. Atlanta and the South in general, Houston, Arkansas, Memphis, Louisiana, Atlanta, Florida even got their own sound. But it pops. Yeah, it's the South. We create the culture. We be going to New York and L.A. trying to make
because
our
because that's
shit
a status thing, though.
Nah, but that's, fuck that.
Can we agree that's a status thing?
It is a status thing.
It's a status thing.
But I know you, like, even you right now, you've been, niggas is starting to approach you with that shit. Mm-hmm. Niggas like, oh, you need to go out west and get some of this shit.
Yeah, but
this is what y'all have to understand. To people who are not in Atlanta, we the shit.
Yeah.
We just here. So it's like it's a status thing, but just like New York is a big city, LA is a big city, Atlanta's right there. You feel what I'm saying? So people who are not here, they look at this shit like we the shit.
We just wanna
it's just a matter of us outside of this okay, what else is higher status?
Yeah.
You feel me? What else is higher status?
Because nobody in Atlanta wanna be looked at as a local nigga.
You don't want to be, but
I think it's this, like, because even myself, like, even, like, you know, because, like, we do media.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, there are no real big media outlets here. So, I've been approached by that shit before, like, oh, you need to go out to New York. You need to go out to LA.
You need to be working with such and such over here.
But, I mean, I have such a grasp over here, but I know whatever I do here is going to go international. And I've seen that shit. Mm-hmm. Not international, but, like, national.
You're right, because I had
French niggas in my inbox, like, oh, this shit is up.
Nigga, I had, man, y'all, Ireland, like, people is writing me from Netherlands.
When niggas hit your mentions with shit, you gotta hit the translate button to hit.
Right.
It's up, baby.
It's fucking up.
It's up.
Yeah. It's fucking up. So, yeah. So,
shout out to all our international viewers and followers.
Yeah.
Thank you for the international support. Atlanta creates the culture.
Atlanta definitely is a pusher of the culture.
Yeah.
So, as you, for somebody that wasn't born here, like, when did you move to Atlanta? Because you're from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Sixth grade.
Okay.
From Atlanta now.
Sixth grade.
I think the cutoff is like if you get here, like, 19, 20, you're not from here.
You're not from here. If you graduated high school in a different state, you're not from here.
But if you graduate here, you're from here.
She's
from here.
No.
You from here.
I'm from Atlanta.
Shout out the whole West Side, because nigga, Doug is West Side. That's down the street for Hans.
Period.
I had a few good Chinese plates from Hans, so I know. So, yeah.
Shout out to Hans. That's my shit.
It is.
So, you didn't really have a choice, like, I want to move to Atlanta. Your family moved.
Yeah.
But a lot of people be like you said, be looking on the outside, looking in, like, damn, I can't wait to get to Atlanta.
Yes, yeah. People, like, my family in Little Rock,
I think that's a
superstar because I live in Atlanta.
I think that's a mistake because I feel like you got to take over your home base first before you try to move.
But they come here to be who they could never be at home.
It's more opportunities. If a person from Little Rock moves to Atlanta, they have 10 times the amount of chance to kind of.
Do you think they need to be that nigga in Little Rock first?
The resources. It's not. Yeah. It's
What do you think? You think niggas? You think you need to be the man in your city first before you move to Atlanta? Or
what do you mean the man?
If
we doing music and I'm from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
A music artist?
Yeah.
If I'm from Cash Style popped in Detroit first.
Okay.
So and then he's saying, then if she was to really move to Atlanta and take her career bigger, do you think that you have to pop where you from first and then move here? I don't think so.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
I don't think so.
As a music artist?
Yeah, as a music artist.
I think if you care about putting your city on and repping your city.
And then a big part of that is the sound. Because that is the loudest ringtone of all time.
She's not a cheater.
Oh, shit. You can't do shit. Right. But I think, like, if you're going to capture that sound, like, regional sound, like, because Cash Doll didn't come down here. Because I think the first song, because I interviewed Cash Doll, like, 2016. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, if your sound is not regional to the city, niggas gonna know. Like, Run Me My Money wasn't no Atlanta song. Mm-hmm.
No.
It wasn't only, it was some Detroit shit, but it was hot.
Yeah.
So I think Cash Doll had her city first.
Yeah,
We love you, Keona.
No, for real.
Yeah.
She definitely blew up in Detroit first, even with her freestyles. Like, I was rocking with Cash Doll before she even really had a song. She used to be freestyling in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And it still had that Detroit sound on it, mm-hmm. Detroit.
And you know what's crazy? We went to the Hip Hop Awards this past year, and Cash Doll was in one of the ciphers.
Mm-hmm.
What niggas don't really know, like, they get caught up in the social media shit. Cash Doll can really fucking rap.
For real. That's why I said the only reason why she haven't had a hit of a major Billboard charting is because of the beats. She got the lyrics, she got the delivery, she got the style,
she has the look, she has everything. She has social media on lock.
Yeah.
But Cash Doll can really fucking rap.
Yeah.
Like, real, like.
Y'all heard her new song? I really fuck with the new song.
Which one?
That's one of my favorite, Rich Hoochie. It just dropped.
I gotta check it out.
Go check it out.
It's on social media. I'll go check it out.
That's like my favorite from her.
Ever?
Like, yes.
Okay. I gotta check it out.
That's heavy. Fiona, that's heavy.
I'm like, no cap. Because for everybody was cool. I like that. But this Rich Hoochie shit, I fuck with it. Because it's like, I was with you. The beats is just... And then I felt like with me being a brown girl and hearing her say being a brown girl in the industry is slow her down from doing a lot of things. I was thinking maybe that's the problem, but it is I feel like a mixture of the beats.
Yeah.
But with this new shit, I don't know, she done linked up with. Oh, matter of fact, Bandplay. Shout out to Bandplay. I fuck with Bandplay. He's a producer. He did the beat.
Where he from?
Is Bandplay from? I think Bandplay from Atlanta.
I think he's from Atlanta. Shout out to the Atlanta producers.
And that shit rhyme, y'all.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna check it out.
We definitely gotta
check it out, Cash Dog.
We definitely gotta check out new Cash Dog. Cause Cash Dog, like I said, Cash Dog can really fucking rap. But I think like Cash Dog got like a Jetson May beat right now. Jetson May the nut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Cause I'm cool with his goddamn his manager. Shout out to my dog TP. Jetson May is one of the hottest producers out there.
He did a lot
of shit with Baby. Yeah. He does a lot of shit. Like he played some shit. He put like a little snippet of some shit on Instagram, you know, on Twitter the other day. And like, yo, this should be a great Chris Brown beat. But I mean, like, he has a lot of shit out here.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Jetson May. Shout out to Cash Dog. We really support you on this motherfucker.
I was about to ask something. So why is it that, you know, Cash Doll, you said she, and I don't know that struggle, but mm-hmm. like you said, being a brown artist, mm-hmm. a brown girl artist in the industry, why you think it's harder for a brown girl, but dark skinned niggas pop?
Colorism is real. I'm gonna say that for real.
But why is it different?
Because I know for me, like, it's just even as me in media, like, I know, like, for me as a dark nigga talking my shit, I don't have any type of censor at all. I don't have any type of censor, but I know if it was a black chick, a thick black chick saying the same shit that I say, is niggas gonna roast the shit out of her.
Or she's angry.
Yeah, like, because I know I talk my shit perpetually.
Yeah.
So it's like, I know niggas is not gonna receive it the same way. Because think about it, like, how many, like, big black girls have made it in rap?
And let me tell y'all something. Let me just
Talk your shit.
I went to the radio station, right?
Lisa.
And that was one of the first things they said.
Uh-huh.
With one of the biggest radio stations in Atlanta. The first thing they said was, we got a brown girl. We got a brown rapper. And it's like, why do that matter?
Why is that in my descriptor?
The listeners can't see me. They ride. So why do we have to, you know, and they was like, oh, what brown girl have we had that popped? You feel what I'm saying? And it's like, that's what kind of... I wasn't offended by it at all.
But it's ignorant.
But it's just some, like, shit that you recognize.
It's some shit that I take...
That's good, a good... I'm glad you brought that motherfucker up.
That's the perfect way to... Because it's like, it's radio. Like you said, when you can't even see me. Yeah, they going to have visuals for social media, but that really don't matter. Why do that even matter?
And
like?
Then the fact that we went into debt, what other brown girls do we have? And it was like, JT.
They tried to lease them.
It was JT. That's it.
That's fucked up.
But it's not something.
I feel like that's an industry thing, though. One more.
Because you can go on my page right now, and I think it's like, if not the most recent post, the next post. Somebody is in the comments. It's a fan page. They say, you're not going to pop because you're too dark. Look at the main stars. Megan, Cardi, Doja, and Nicki. That's on my page right now. So if y'all want to talk about colorism, you could go see that shit.
But I feel
right
like
now.
That you're not really a hip hop fan because we got Remy, we got
Missy Elliott.
Lil Kim went light skin.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what color she is now.
Lil Kim was a pretty brown thing.
She, like, was pretty.
Like the mid-90s, late 90s, she was a pretty brown thing.
But in actuality, y'all see y'all only naming two or three. So,
and we're talking about two or three from like the past 20 years.
That's who I'm being compared to now, Foxy Brown.
So fuck it. Let's kick it to the kitchen and talk about Keona.
You can't.
Yeah, we're gonna kick it.
Let's talk about Keona because I feel like
Keona Lisa.
The fucking liquor. Because I've been around you before. I've been around you before. I'm tripping. So Keona Lisa, this is the kitchen. We talk about the new hot music. We talk about the new shit that's popping right now. Keona Lisa just dropped on March 20th. But here. Available on everything.
All digital streaming platforms.
All DSPs go get it.
Go get it.
So I mean, as a brown skinned female, what have been some of your struggles in the industry? Like, that you, because you fairly new.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I've had any struggles. I've just noticed
shit that you noticed.
Yeah, I've just noticed that it's definitely something to take into play, and I've noticed that a lot of other brown girls that are, I would say, up and coming and that haven't necessarily went mainstream. I can name some if y'all want. Sukihana has said something about being brown. I think Asian Doll has said something about being brown and not being. Okay. And Cash Doll. These are women
that have big platforms that big can really platform. Perform.
Yeah,
these are good artists.
These are good artists. Like Suki has some shit. I'm like, damn. Like when I see it, I'm like, damn, bro. She need to really push into this music Suki shit.
So hard.
Asian the Brat. She need to really push into this music shit. I know Cash Doll taking this shit 100%. Yes. Cash Doll has personality. You can see that shit on her social media. She has music. We've said this shit before. I'll say this shit again. Cash Doll can really fucking rap.
Yes. Yeah.
So I mean, like, as another brown girl, when you see stuff like this, does it like kind of deter you or anything? Like, what does it put in your mind?
Nah, it just made me want to make work harder. That's all. Because I'm coming out with music that's not necessarily in all those women that I named lane at all. So, with my situation, like I said, I'm fairly new into the industry, and I could just say I've just seen that it's real. I haven't necessarily had anything with it affect me just yet, but I've prepared myself for when it comes, basically. You feel what I'm saying? So, I'm just trying to grasp my lane, and with my music, I like to tap into people's emotions. So I'm hoping that people don't give a fuck what color that I am.
Yeah.
And that they fuck with me because my music tapped into their emotions and it stuck.
And it touched them.
You
right,
feel me?
Right,
so
right.
That be my goal when I'm writing. So that whole color shit, like the fact that those females have came out and said it, I want to be the female that don't say it. You feel like I want to fuck that shit. Like, we could come out and say it all day long, but we got to change it ourselves. Like, we got to make these motherfuckers feel us. Period.
You gonna feel me, yeah.
Like, period. So, whatever color I am, like, I hope the music tapped into you. And if you that type of person, I made it for you. You feel what I'm saying? Mm. Everybody else who like, oh, this bitch too dark. We don't like, I'm pretty as fuck.
Yeah.
One of the prettiest brown bitches you'll ever see. So, it's like, you don't like me because I'm a little darker? Cool. I wasn't trying to reach you anyway. You wasn't my target audience.
Because you're blind.
You're not my target.
Real music transcends over culture, color, race, creed.
Gender. Sexual preference, all that shit.
Real music touch you, like you
DJ
said.
DJ Nice.
Yeah.
Facts. Perfect example.
Facts.
Like, that shit touch you. So it's just like, that shit do come my way. I'm not studying that because I wasn't targeting y'all to begin with.
Yeah.
So.
And I think, like, even to your point, I think, like, and this, I hate to say it's another light-skinned artist, but I mean, like, we listen to Doja Cat heavily.
I fuck with Doja Cat. I would say she's my favorite.
We listen to Doja Cat. I can't wait till
Doja is my favorite right now.
I can't wait till I learn the routine, nigga.
Doja is my favorite.
The pussy, let me roll it. That shit is hard.
Man, she hard. Shout out to Doja.
But I feel like
she said, play with my feelings, don't play with my pussy,
don't play with my feelings.
Yeah. So I mean, like,
don't play with my emotions.
Artists like that, as me as like a 6'3" goddamn 300-pound black man can listen to and jam out to that shit. We listen to that shit multiple times.
It's just more pop to me though. Like,
but I be rocking that motherfucker. That shit is hard.
Yeah, she hard.
So and speaking of hard shit, like, you know, we in the kitchen right now, so we talking about your hot shit.
Yes.
Here, let's get into the name of this motherfucker. Let's start there. Here. What is the motivation besides it being here?
Here. You saying what's the motivation behind the name or what exactly are you?
Yeah, the code behind the name.
Behind the name? Y'all, for a while, before I even got signed, a lot of celebrities was reaching out to me, like, privately, though. In my DM, like, I see. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, damn, why y'all can't
publicly... I hate that shit.
Why you can't comment that shit? They do that shit on my page.
Why you can't? I don't love that shit. Because it's like, nigga, you probably...
When I say I love it, I mean like, damn, nigga, you see me. But at the same time, that's why I say I hate it.
You
like, damn, you could put that comment on there.
Your name holds a lot of weight.
Show the love on the page.
Why you can't show that love publicly? So it's like...
And then even with how the Instagram algorithm is set up, like, that blue check gonna go straight to the top.
And the motherfucker gonna say, oh, she got blue checks in her comment. Like,
that's where we are.
It matters.
And they know
that. That's why they do
it. It matters. Like, it livens your value because it lets people know that you're being seen. Your work is being seen.
And respected.
So, period. So, prior to me being signed, a lot of people was doing that. Like, doing that shit. Then when I got signed, it was like, motherfuckers was still doing it, but they was gradually coming out like, oh, this bitch got a, she, this bitch, okay, she finna go for real. Accepting me publicly. And so, I just felt like, a lot of the, I was a business, even prior to me getting signed. Like, Kay Annalisa has been a business. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I've been paying for promo, I've been paying for everything, I've been shooting videos, like, I've been a business. So, just the fact that people was fucking privately, like, saying that they seen me, and then it was just, like, some people weren't saying that they seen me at all when I know that they was. You feel what I'm saying? So, it was just, like, we're here. I thought deep into the concept because my alter ego is Beautiful Monster. I feel like that Beautiful Monster was a perfect name to explain me and how I rap and the fact that I can sing, too. You get the beautiful part, but you can get the rapping, which is the hard-ass part where I'm going to snap on your ass. So I was going to name it Beautiful Monster, but I felt like that was way too basic. So I just thought real deep, and I came up with here. And I
think as creatives, like, that is the thing, like, coming up with names for shit. Because I feel like even with me, I went through multiple shit before I got to Big Homie's house.
For real?
I had a little small interview segment called the Smoker Section. It was like some real generic shit. Mm-hmm. It was like it really didn't sit with anything.
That's how I felt.
Yeah.
But it wasn't it.
Yeah.
So I mean, you have to go through those trials. So I'm glad you went through that with Beautiful Moms and getting it here. Cause I know, like, even with me, like I said, I went through the segment of trying to get through what sounded the best for me. But I knew, like, when every time I would hit a red carpet, the last carpet we did was big, the BET Awards, Hip Hop Awards. So it was like everything I kicked off, it was like so generic. Big Homie Kodak, we out here at the BET Hip Hop Awards. So it's like, I realized I did that shit at every event.
It stuck.
So yeah. It's like, shit, fucking Big Homie. You feel me? So I'm glad you can speak on that in the creative process. Because a lot of creatives go through that. I hear that shit so many times. Like, oh, what am I going to call this? Because you don't want to call it some bullshit because then it got to, that's your product.
Yeah.
That's your product.
Like, that shit got to blow me away.
Yeah.
So going back into it, I thought about here, right? And when I was driving, and when I first thought about it, I was like, roll call, like, female rapper, roll call. You ain't never on the list, bitch, you here. Like, I'm just in my mind, like, you feel, you know?
That's
how I write. Like,
it's heavy.
So I'm just like, female rappers, like, they don't never mention you, bitch. Like, you feel
here.
You, I'm here. Like, when you do a roll call in class.
Yeah, like, here, present.
I'm here, stop playing. Like, after this project, I just felt like,
and
that was
you know
what's
crazy?
Name.
And I was looking at the shit. I was looking at the project on app because it's not even like a, it's here.
You see the attitude in the face. You
the
see
hand,
all that.
The
like,
leg kicking up and all that shit.
All that. that was my goal because even when I came up with the name, I envisioned the cover. Mm-hmm. I initially envisioned the cover to be a classroom full of bitches and then me being in the middle. But I was just like, simplify. I don't need no bitches. It's you, bitch. You're here. You feel what I'm saying? So after I came up with that, I kept sitting on here, right? And I was like, damn, I could utilize here in more than one way. So it was just like, I was doing YouTube. Like, I got videos on YouTube 10 years ago rapping. Like, literally, you click them, that shit gonna say 10 years ago rapping. Right. So it's just like, and I got a lot of my fans that transcended with me, like, over the years. So, and I've never given them original music. I always do freestyles. I'm always really just fucking around. You feel me? I've never given anybody original, like, an original music, a catalog of music. So I just wanted to be like, here you go. Like, because it's some of them that I really, like, I know personally.
So it's multiple purposes.
Yeah. And then it also was going into,
like,
bitch, I'm
here
to stay. I'm here to stay. Like, I'm not just coming in this shit finna drop this project. And nah, like, y'all gonna
triple entendre, don't ask me how.
Don't ask me how. It's just creative.
Yeah.
You feel me? So,
I fuck with that. Because, you know, when we first talked about it at the Clark Atlanta event, you was just like, you know, shit, I'm just here. But now just hearing all the
going into debt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I feel like put into it for real.
And I feel like another thing that kind of added another level for me, like when everything started happening, you know, everything was happening with the label and shit. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like just picturing the what you got on the cover art.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, it's like we got everything that's happening, but shit, I'm here mm-hmm. right now. You feel me?
Yeah.
I feel like you got like a lot of unnecessary. You niggas put a lot of unnecessary shit on you at that time.
Yeah. But shit, I'm built for it. I ain't tripping about it at all because what it also did was bring light to who K Annalisa is.
Yeah.
So you could say, oh, I hate you because of what's going on. And then you go listen to her and, oh, I love this bitch. She hard for real.
And that's another thing. Like, even when we were listening to shit at Clark, I was like, you can't really say this shit not. Hard.
Period.
You can't say this shit not hard. You may feel however you feel about the situation.
Yeah, but you
wait. You gonna fuck with the music. Yeah.
You gotta fuck with the music. Like, and let me. Cause and then another, one of the things like I mentioned earlier, cause like niggas be harmonizing. Niggas be saying, oh, she can catch the beat. She can ride the beat a little bit with a voice. She can change the voice a little bit. Sing. No, you sing for real.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna
check out.
Bree, she sing for real. Like, not
my
even.
My core was singing.
Not even. Like, so, did you start with singing?
My core was singing. I started in the church. So.
I'm glad I brought that up. Yeah, my core. Because I was like, some people you can hear that shit. Like, and I didn't hear this shit until I actually talked to them. But, like, people like Zaytoven.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had a conversation with him at a Trina event late last year. So you can hear the gospel, the preacher in his voice when he's talking. Zaytoven is a church dude.
Shout out to Zaytoven.
Shout out to Zay.
For real.
So like when I heard you singing, I was like, she's singing for real. This is not no like, this is not no auto-tune shit. Mm-hmm. She's singing like Bree, like mid 2000s Nivea.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. I'll take that.
That's big.
I'll take that.
Like, when I say, like, she's singing, for real.
I like that.
Like, she's singing for real. Like, it's not, I'm a harmonized. No, nigga, she's singing. Like, you know, you know when rappers that don't really rap, I mean, don't really sing, trying to sing. Nigga, she's singing for real.
Okay,
you feel
I'm
me?
A fan then. I'm about to go check it out right now.
Yeah, I feel like R&B just, it's something about that R&B that resonates in the soul.
And let me, you gotta have to remind me because I'm running through the playlist. I might remember that motherfucker when I actually daycare. It's daycare. Daycare is look, Bree. Daycare is that shit. So
daycare
is it's near the bottom.
Tell me your favorite so you can.
Let me tell them my favorites.
Okay.
Let me tell them my favorites.
Okay. It's down low now. It's
on my mama. Because that is a classic.
I like Renny Rucci. That's Renny on.
No, it's a classic Texas sample.
Okay.
Want Smoke, of course.
Okay.
Daycare.
Okay.
Of course, and I gotta end it with Lit Lit.
Okay.
Because.
Okay.
Lit is some. I feel like I'm forgetting one because I remember it was one.
So my favorites are.
It's probably Nasty that I'm forgetting.
Yeah.
It's probably Nasty.
My favorites
forgetting.
Are Face Down.
Okay.
Shuffle.
Okay.
Face Down, Shuffle, Nasty.
Okay. What's Stilo
and
about?
Stilo.
Stilo one of your favorites?
No. That's not it, y'all. Face Down, Shuffle, High, Nasty. They're my four favorites. Face Down, Shuffle. I can only give you four. So.
Okay, Face Down, Shuffle.
And she has a real, it's a real project. It's not like no.
I'm
going
to just listen to it all the way through. I'm one of them people anyway. I love
that's
music,
how I am.
So I have to listen to the whole project all the way through.
I mean, shit, you got time now.
That we got time.
You got time.
I got time to say.
Here.
You got time now.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, so let's talk about my favorite on here.
Daycare.
You knew it. Daycare. So this is the song you really singing on this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And when I say 2000, like mid 2000 Nivea, it really remind me of what's that song she had with dude we can't talk about no more. I forgot. I gotta look it up. But you really singing on this motherfucker. So talk about Daycare for me.
So Daycare is a song that I had prior to being signed, actually. I've been sitting on daycare for like 2 years. No cap. But I knew it was special. So I held on to it. And I was like, I'm not just going to drop this song if I don't have help dropping it. Mm-hmm. So when I got signed, it was like, that was the like one of the first songs I presented to Carl. Like, you got to hear this. You feel me?
So when did you record it?
Like two years ago.
Oh, 2 years ago. Okay. So
yep. Probably like a good year and a half to 2 years ago.
around that range. And the inspiration was my husband, actually. He was...
How long y'all been together?
We've been together 7 years.
Wow.
Four girls.
Wow.
7 years solid.
You was a wife.
Yeah, no cap.
Oh, she got bad in the game. Like, she in here.
She in there.
Four girls. But it was actually him who gave me the idea. And that's the type of writer that I am. Like, if you around me enough, I'll be like, I take situations and make songs about them. Like, I like to, that's how I write. Like, I'm a topic writer. I guess that's what you could call it.
You know, I'm the same way. Like, yeah, I take personal situations.
Yeah, that it doesn't even have to necessarily be, like, my sister could be going
I do that shit with podcasts. Like, okay, so if I... This bitch is taking me some wild shit. I'm about to talk about this motherfucker.
Artists recreate life.
Yeah,
My sister can be going through something, and I would make a song about how I would handle it if I was in her shoes. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? So he actually texted me and said, daycare. And I called. And I was like, what the fuck you talking about? He was like, taking care of a nigga. You know, he gave me the whole idea. So
your boyfriend? Yeah, your husband.
Yep, he gave me the whole idea, and I wrote the song. No cap. Yeah. And I called him back like... He was at work. I called him back, like, I got it. Let him hear. He was It took me probably like 2 hours.
Okay.
It took me probably like 2 hours to just because I was focused. I had a topic. It was like, bitch. And when I get a topic, it's like, throw up. That shit just come out. You feel what I'm saying? So, shit. I'm not going to beg you to act. The first lyrics was, they came out. I'm not going to beg you to act right. I'm not going to babysit.
Now, Bree,
you know, normally
on Apple Music, tell you the stars, the shit that you listen to first or whatever. You know, I had listened to Daycare. When I first heard it, I was like, I was in the classroom like, this motherfucker got it for real.
I love that you fuck with Daycare. Like,
I fuck with Daycare. It's not like, you got a lot of club shit on there.
And the story, to go a little deeper into Daycare, I wrote the verse to Daycare, right?
Mm.
He told me it was basic.
Your husband?
Straight up. He like, that shit basic.
Like, but you go harder. Like, I know you got to do
But I think people need that.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. I don't want nobody around me that ain't going to tell me that.
But, like, finding that shit is so troubling because I feel like when you first start off, you're going to have a bunch of niggas like, yeah, this motherfucker. Shit hit. This shit hit. Put that shit out now. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you want niggas to tell you no.
Nah, you got to have it start with you. If I tell you no one time and I see you can't handle it, I ain't telling you shit else. Mm-hmm. It start with you being, hell yeah, it start with you being real. Why would I keep coming to you every time I tell you
because
something?
Because you know what I did when he told me that she was whack? The next day I went to work and when I got off work, I had the verse that y'all hear now.
Right. Because she took it and didn't get offended and didn't get all blah. If
I definitely got offended. That's what filled it. Anger. Remember we talked about that earlier?
Yeah, we talked about that.
I definitely got offended. Like, nigga, what you mean? I'm hard. Don't play with me. You know I'm hard. Okay?
She got offended, but she didn't let that shit deter her.
Yeah.
Because niggas be getting offended and be like, I ain't doing this shit.
Yeah, fuck I got offended. Man. I ain't gonna
Or don't want to fuck with that person. Like, I done had friends that be like, oh, no, I don't, like, that's, I don't want to hear that constructive criticism. Like, I don't want to be your friend because you can't handle the real. But
if you know that, them the type of people, like you said, you don't need to
fuck with
that.
You don't need to tell
them
no more.
But he knows, this nigga been with me 7 years, so he knows.
You can handle it.
Yeah, he know. It's gonna piss me off right then and there, but she gonna go write something else because if I keep saying, if he keep telling me it's whack, I'm gonna keep writing.
Right.
I think as me, like as a person, like I need to have people around me that's gonna say shit like that.
Yes.
Because
it's essential.
It's essential to growth because it's like I can't have nobody that's just like saying what I want to hear.
Let me tell y'all something with this man, like.
Your husband.
Man, my husband. This nigga be so hard on me, y'all, and it be to the point where like. He mixes business with personal. Like, I be on some personal bae shit, and he like, nah, you got shit to do. Like, you feel me? Like, can we be on this right now?
So how was he when all that shit was going on?
Oh, he's the one that's going to go back and forth with everybody. Like, he don't give a fuck. He the one that's going to goddamn bitch wet. Go look at this. You like, he's the one that's...
But have you heard,
I feel like I said, it's here. But like at the same time, like niggas is posting casually. Niggas is like Carl talking about all his other artists. Like mm-hmm. D. Ross, fucking hard.
I
told Rod that
shout
shit
out to my little
three,
brother.
three times in the last 24 hours. D. Ross hard
he
as
hard
fuck.
As fuck.
But like everybody else was catching slack for that motherfucker, and it's like y'all not even giving these motherfuckers a chance. So like with your husband, he saw that shit was going on. We know Kayona hard.
Yeah.
So, like, when he saw that shit was going on, he was going back and forth with niggas?
He was going back and forth. Like, he was the one that every comment, he was, bitch, going back everything they said. Like, he don't be with that shit.
Yeah.
Like, he with all that shit. And I'm the one that had to tell him, they're fans.
Yeah.
But niggas did catch a lot of unnecessary slack. Because, like,
they're fans.
Like, that shit that had shit to do with y'all.
Nothing.
That shit that had shit to do with y'all.
And you know what? All the big blog complex, all the big blogs want to reach out to me now to do an interview. Y'all wasn't reaching out to me to do no interview about music. No. So you know what? I politely declined all of them. I'm not doing no interview about nobody else's situation that don't have nothing to do with me.
You know what? Because Cash, she, I know Cash probably the past year, 2 years, 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 2 years.
So yeah. She knew me when I was doing the TMZ shit. And I know for a fact that companies like that will only reach out. They'll reach out to the smallest motherfucker if it's about some big shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I know for you as an artist that's on the rise,
mm-hmm.
getting your shit going, that's probably, nigga, they would have, and I know they pay. So I know they probably would have cashed out some good shit for a soundbite, for a 15-second soundbite. So I know I'm glad
she like, nope.
I'm glad you recognize that shit because, like, that's what niggas is out here for.
I'm straight. Why y'all not?
They want to feed the bullshit.
Why y'all not?
They want to feed the bullshit.
Why are y'all not calling me to talk about here that's about to drop? Y'all want to call me to talk about something that don't pertain to
let me put it
like
this. Because
you want to feed bullshit.
Let me put it like this. You could, right now, we know we got the coronavirus shit going on. You could feed 2 million people right now. They don't care. But if you say, fuck Meg.
That shit gonna
be front page news in 15 minutes.
Do y'all understand that I would go the fuck up? I would be on everything, probably.
Mm-hmm.
That should be on news in 15
I would be
minutes.
On everything, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, if you type in Kayana Lisa and just Megan Thee Stallion on YouTube, you will see so much bullshit. I just happened to do it the other day. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
Because
freestyles, they took them and changed the title to Kayana Lisa, this is...
It ain't got shit to do with that.
No.
And you know what's crazy? It's crazy because I remember, and this shit ain't got nothing to do with your mm-hmm. situation, but I remember when I was listening to Drake a few years ago, I'm like, all these songs sounds like disses. So we could retitle all these motherfuckers to Drake Disses Meek Mill. And right. That shit would go up. Ain't got shit to do with him.
Nothing. No. And that's what they've done. That's what they've done. It's out there. So that just goes to show I'm not chasing after that.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all and fuck that clout. I'm gonna get clout off this music.
Yeah.
Like,
speaking of music, we gonna move on.
Yeah.
We gonna move on. I'm glad you did this song with let me find the proper title for this moment. We gotta get this shit the due respect that is due. Want smoke. I feel like right now the crunk sound is fucking back.
Yeah.
The crunk sound is back.
Hey, let me just say Want Smoke was something that was definitely out of my element.
And it was recorded here.
Yeah, it was recorded here.
It was recorded here at First Class Sound Studios.
Me and
Book
Duke
your session
was
now.
In the studio together. Hey, Duke got all the energy, like you said. That's a real nigga. For real.
Kim, I shit you not. I was dancing to Crunk A Dead Mob before you got here.
Man, I fuck with it. We recorded it here, and it was definitely something that I wanted to just be able... It was more so his style, but mm-hmm. I wanted to be able to show I could transition into any sound. That's what I want to be able to show. Like, every project, I want y'all to be able to hear... But say, even, you can hear one song and not even realize that the next song...
But even then, now that I'm speaking about it, it's like... Because I just praised your vocal abilities earlier. But at the same time, you could get on some goddamn gangsta boo shit, too.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, pop my gangsta shit.
You can get on some gangsta boo China White shit, too.
I like to pop
like
my
as from an Atlanta nigga, B.I.B. was goddamn one of my shit.
I just played that last night.
Real
in the house, on live,
and I feel like Kayana Lisa has that motherfucking sound. Like she can put out some like nigga that lit, something like rich, red. Hey, so she has that shit. So
okay.
I've listened to that shit so many times.
Yeah.
So it's like I appreciate the shit that you bring in the rap and music right now.
Thank you. Like I'm really, that's my goal with this shit, man. I want to tap into emotions. Like I want my fans to tell me, how you feeling today? Let me give you a song for that feeling. You feel me? I want you to be able to play some shit that's going... You want to turn up? Play Lit Lit.
Yeah.
You want to say, fuck that nigga? Play Daycare.
Yeah.
You want to go fuck your nigga tonight and be on some freaky shit? Play Face Down.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
And that was that was the biggest takeaway from the listening session we had. Because I feel like you have a playlist for an entire night.
Mm-hmm.
From getting dressed to pregame,
yep.
to party,
yep.
to after party,
yep.
to getting
yep.
to sending that drunk text,
no
to getting the goddamn drunk text
hey,
home with you.
That's the perfect context, for real. Like,
I feel like, and it is that exact shit that makes you an artist that people need to watch right now.
I fuck with that. I appreciate that.
Man, no problem. This shit is no cap for me. You feel me?
I appreciate
so,
that.
So, what is your social media handles? What can they, where can they follow you?
Kona Lisa on everything. Kona.Lisa. Twitter, social, every social media, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Follow me here, out now on all digital streaming platforms. If you ain't got it, go get it. If you don't have it, you tripping.
Lisa! Hey, man, this is your big homie, Kodak. We in the building with Kona Lisa. Big homie, Lisa! Big homie, Bree Renee. Bree, you got anything you want to talk about before we...
I'm just working on a lot of things right now. You always can catch me on air on radio. Obviously.
Where can they catch you on
air? Streets 945 here in Atlanta. I'm on Streets 945 every Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 3. Also, working on my book, man. I just sent my book to the editor today. Okay. So
what are we talking about in this book?
My book. So I don't know if y'all probably don't know, but I lost 45
no,
pounds.
No, we do know because I've seen the old pictures.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's this viral before and after picture that I got. That's where I kind of blew up on social media, got all my followers from. And everybody know me as a fine chick now. It was like, nah, nigga, like you said back then, y'all went
with me.
Y'all
hot. I'm hot.
Shout out to Houston.
Yeah.
Hold on, that is a question I have for both of y'all.
Okay.
Who had the hardest verse on Still Tipping? That is a hard ass motherfucking question.
That
I ain't gonna
is.
Lie. Paul Wall, Mike Jones, or Slim Thug?
I
gotta say Paul Wall.
I feel like I was gonna say Thug.
I was gonna say
I'm torn between Mike and Thug.
Just because I really, really grew up on Mike Jones. Whatever he was on, I was fucking with it.
Why are we talking about it, man? We gotta give shout out to whoever produced that track, cause shit, boy, that motherfucker kicks in.
Shout out to the producers.
Shout out to the producers.
Period. Yeah. Because let me just say,
they made the song.
Not only the producers, y'all, let me just say that the engineers are so vital in this shit because they are helping create the sound. Mm-hmm. So shout out to the producers and the engineers.
Because I know we've all heard songs and she's like, this nigga record this motherfucker with his iPhone?
Right.
And then you send it to a good engineer to mix it and that motherfucker sound radio ready.
He recorded right. He recorded it here, first class down.
Shout out to both of them, the producers and the engineers, because y'all helped the artists to become what they are.
So, stay tuned. I got a book coming out this week. It's called The Secrets, How I Lost 45 Pounds. Because
she was on IG doing crunches earlier, and I was like, my fat ass ain't doing shit.
Yeah, I've been working out on Instagram with everybody. Because I've been that fat girl. And while everybody else being fat in the house, I'm not doing that one. Outside, open back up. Who gonna be shirt off?
I ain't gonna lie.
This shit hurt me because I'm at the point now. I did the cardio shit. I was doing cardio heavy. Like I was doing literally cardio before I even got in the gym. Mm. I was walking around the neighborhood with literally, I shit you not, a plastic bag, a trash bag.
Yeah.
Like a big trash bag before I knew what I had a trash bag and a sweatsuit on. I mean, a long sleeve on. So I've been that nigga before, but now it's like I'm trying to bulk back up. I'm trying to get I'm trying to get like the rock in this motherfucker.
Yeah. See, that's what I've been doing. I just got me a little weight bar, a little 20-pound weight bar for the crib. Mm-hmm. So it's like I can do what I need to do at home.
Kayon out here trying to beat bitches up.
I'm trying to squat
You find out, baby. You're fine.
But more than anything in the book, it's about no matter what journey, where you trying to be in your fitness goals, it's about that journey to self-love. Because I was the big girl, got fine because I wanted to be the fine girl.
Did you love yourself before you was fine?
I was insecure. I always felt like I won't say I didn't love myself. I always was big and I felt like I'm a bad bitch. I felt like that on the inside. Mm-hmm. I just felt like my body didn't match it. And then when I got to be the bad bitch on the outside, I ain't like all that attention. I ain't like all the shit that came with being a bad bitch. So then I went back to eating, trying to gain the weight back because I'm like, this is too much. It was too much with the Instagram, with the niggas, with all that shit. It'd be too much.
Being fine, period.
It's a lot. But
you know, that shit is so crazy, like going between men and women. Because we was on FaceTime before you even got here. Like, how long you said it took you to get yourself together?
Like 20 minutes. I was like, when I said it was 20, I was 20 minutes away. I was just leaving the house.
Yeah. It took me forever to do my hair.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't even got no makeup on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how long, like, hair and shit?
Like, if I really would have came fully bad bitch down, it would have took 2 hours.
No cap.
You know how long
2 hours.
Took
and
me?
I'm doing it myself.
No, you know how long would it took me? Like, after, like post shower,
15 minutes.
That's
what I'm saying. It's a lot of pressure.
You gotta put
doing
your clothes on, put your hat on, get your jewelry on.
Yeah, like, because you know, niggas is fucked up right now because the barbershops is closed.
Right.
With niggas, so I'm keeping this motherfucker on the whole time.
That's
but I mean,
it.
Like, for you, take 2 hours. You it gotta start getting ready. If the event, like, this shit started 3, you gotta start getting ready at 11.
Yeah.
But it's a lot.
there's a lot to come with it.
And I didn't like it, so I started to go back to my old ways, eating my own feelings, eating, going back to my bad habits. And now I'm like at the point where I've plateaued and got to the point where I love my body and I love where I am and I
love
myself.
Y'all can't see it. She thick. She kept all the fat girl parts where it matter.
But yeah, it's more so me telling my journey and about how to find that journey of self-love.
So what do you? Because I feel like right now we're at a point where, like, not even right now, but I think some people get to a point where they're at a level of acceptance. Like, well, shit, I'm about to be the fat bad bitch. So, but do you think people need, like, we need to get healthy, like, as a community?
We need healthy anyway. Not being healthy has nothing to do with your size. Mm. Like, you could be healthy and be bigger and
it's
be chunky.
It's about
what you put in your body on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And it's about how you feel, what your vitals say and all of that. So I'm not here. I'm not a doctor to tell you whether you're healthy or not. But you know whether you mentally are healthy, whether you're emotionally healthy, mm-hmm. whether you feel good about yourself, whether you talking bad about yourself to yourself. That shit matters the most.
That is heavy. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you said that shit because, like, healthy is, like, when you have to feel that shit and you have to think that shit because if your mentality is part of being healthy.
I used to call myself fat girl, like, here your fat ass go. Like, you can't say shit like that to
and
you.
And think it's not going to resonate.
Right. Yeah. It's so much power in your tongue. Mm-hmm. And the universe don't hear jokes. Like, we was talking about the memes.
That's it.
The universe don't hear jokes. Yeah. They hear what you say and what you put out there. The universe don't know the difference between, oh, this is a joke. No, nigga, you just serious.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just playing. You just serious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I feel like, you know, me and myself, I call myself the GOAT at every opportunity because I feel like I put in work to get that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So as we wrap up, any word for creators in this time period where everything is kind of slowing down, what do you think they should do?
Just don't get lazy. Don't get lazy. Don't fall into a new norm or a new schedule because of this shit that's going on. Like, if you're a creator and you was creating before Corona, just keep creating. Keep creating. I would say up the creations because when this shit over with, motherfuckers ain't been outside.
Right.
Motherfuckers don't want to be outside. So we need to be able to
show
what we've been
doing. I'm about to be one of them niggas that's outside.
Like, we need to be able to just show what the fuck we was doing and be able to back it up once this is all over. So just, you know, continue to create. Don't get discouraged. You know, that would be the advice.
Create and collaborate.
Yeah.
I say collaborate
right now.
Because, like, normally we all got so busy schedules, mm-hmm. we probably would have never been able to sit down and do this.
Yep.
But now we got the time where everybody's schedule kind of cleared up. And if you were able to just go to somebody's house or go to the studio real quick and it's not, you know, over the max of
mm-hmm.
how many people supposed to be there, do that. Collaborate. Collaborate right now with people that you never reach out. You never know who available.
Mm-hmm.
Closed mouth don't get fed.
Period.
Yeah.
Please. And closed legs don't get head. But that's a whole different story.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, hey. Creatives, keep building, keep working. Because I feel like this is a time period where everybody's indoors. We need shit to do. And so, if you got that content, I know I'm sitting on weeks worth of content. Like, we have a bunch of shit. I don't want to put out everything at the same time.
Flood the streets.
So I feel like right now it's kind of like, and I say this shit on y'all on what you working on. It's like, as an artist, like, not as an artist, but as a content creator,
mm-hmm.
everything we put out is like a project. It's like a mixtape. It's like a single.
It's our baby.
Yeah.
Like,
so your shit is literally it's single. But I mean, like, every video I put out, every radio show you do, that shit is like a single.
Yeah.
This shit gonna hit. It's gonna goddamn go viral. I feel like
I ain't even mentioned it.
Yeah, the last single I put out, that motherfucker went triple platinum. So it's like,
you gotta,
shit.
Just create.
Podcast
coming out. You was a guest on it. Me and my girl Naima Dreamer. We sitting down with a lot of people and artists. I mean, in the industry, talking all things music. So be on the lookout for that. We
that
editing it up
that
now.
That motherfucker is hard. Like, they killing my shit already. Like, they is out here hard. So shout out to Nima. Shout out to Big Homie Bree. Shout out to Big Homie Lisa.
Lisa.
Hey, man, I appreciate you stepping in.
Hey, I appreciate y'all for having me. This has been a whole vibe.
It's been one.
Good combo.
The homie punch is hitting.
Yeah,
the homie punch
energy.
Is hitting.
Good information for the people.
Yeah, because they say I got to start having more cultured women on here after the shit that just happened. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got us.
I got you.
Yeah.
You feel me?
We going viral.
riding all today. So.
We here, man. Shout out to Big Homie Lisa. Shout out Big Homie Bridge. Yo, Big Homie Kodak. Stay Lisa. Safe. Wash your goddamn hands. Big Homie.
Square me up.
Skeet.